Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. It is Bell Let's Talk Day, so let's talk. On the line, we have Emma Jones. She's the Marketing and Community Relations Coordinator with the Canadian Mental Health Association. Emma, thanks for joining me today. I guess my first question is, what is Bell Let's Talk Day?
Yeah, well, Bell Let's Talk Day is to really help drive the progress in mental health. And this year's theme is now more than ever, every action counts to make and create positive change.
You know, it's been around for about 10 years now and wanting to end this stigma. What would you say Bell Let's Talk Day has done for mental health?
I think it's really brought it to the forefront. This year alone, COVID-19 has affected every aspect of our lives, including our mental health. And we have some of those statistics that 38% of Canadians say their mental health has declined due to COVID-19. So Bell Let's Talk really kind of brings the conversation across our country that it is okay that we're all impacted by our mental health, and then encourage those other supports, whether that's reaching out to family and friends, those big and small actions on how to support your mental health.
Here in Wood Buffalo, usually the Canadian Mental Health Association does a lot of great things to celebrate Bell Let's Talk Day. I know you've been in coffee shops and getting the word out and hosting things over at Keanu and stuff. And this year sure looks different for you guys, eh?
It sure does. And thanks for saying that we do. In previous years, we generally try to facilitate workplace presentations, school presentations. We're generally in the classrooms within the public school district, Catholic school district, just depending on what their needs are. And obviously, this year doesn't look like that. So we've really had to kind of be creative, and we've created some video presentations geared towards children from, you know, basically age 5, grade 1 to 12, so age 18. And then we've also done another video presentation geared towards adults. And then we've shared that to some of our partners that we work with in the community as well. And they're short videos. Everything can be found on our website. And it just really helps us with self-regulation and regulating our emotions, because we're all impacted with our mental health. Mental health is a part of health, and I think that's what the Bell Let's Talk campaign is really showcasing and helping us understand.
And if somebody watches the videos or they're listening right now and they put their hand up and say, I'm struggling, I need some help, what's their first step?
I think the first step is sometimes saying that I'm struggling. It could be reaching out to a family or a friend who you feel comfortable having that conversation with. And full disclosure, not all family and friends are the best ones we want to talk to. Sometimes it can be a little biased, or we could take those listening, not judgmental skills, might not be the best. But you can also reach out to other supports, such as CMHA, maybe a counselor, maybe even something as simple as a meditation app that you can download. There's lots of different ways that you can support your mental health when you're feeling, I'm not my best self today.
Great. And right now, today on Bell Let's Talk Day, there's a way that people can do something simple on social media and get stuff donated, right?
Yes. So on Bell Let's Talk, there is a video that they're encouraging everyone to watch. We've shared it on all of our social media channels. Every view gets 5 cents donated to mental health programs and services across the country. And Canadian Mental Health Association is a big partner in the Bell Let's Talk campaign, and they help fund some of our programs that is now accessible even in our region in Fort McMurray. So I encourage you to go check out the video and watch it, because every view donates 5 cents.
And I did want to ask that. Yeah, do we see these 5 cents in action in our community?
We certainly do, by having some of those programs now accessible. So we have, it's called the Bounce Back Program, which is a free accessible program. Now, this is not facilitated in Fort McMurray, but it is accessible. So it's available across Canada. And this really uses cognitive behavioral therapy to help individuals cope with mental health challenges. And we have about 50% improvement rate with the Bounce Back Program. And you can find that on our website as well.
Wow. Now, the winter can seem a little bit long. You know, we're just to the end of January now, but probably still have at least 6 weeks left of kind of these darker days and things. Mm-hmm. If somebody's feeling a little bit down in the dumps, what is your best advice for kind of lifting the spirits and getting out of the fog?
It's so true. It's like those winter blues. And we really encourage it's the social connections, which granted are a lot different now. So reaching out, getting outside if you can. Sometimes the weather might be a little bit chilly, so even just getting physically active in your home. Our pets can even be kind of that joy that the animal brings to us. We also talk about food and how food can be fuel, our comfort food. It can also be a part of our, you know, our health, right? Like if we have our fruits and vegetables, it can really increase our food and mood. We talk about sleep. Sleep is really important by having that proper rest, so we can wake up the next day feeling a little bit more refreshed and recharged so that we can react potentially a little bit better to some of our stressors. And, of course, supporting others. So, of course, that can be personal connection. That can also be professional support, such as counselors, psychologists, therapists, our family doctors, or even some programs such as what we offer through the Recovery College.
So where can people find CMHA if they need to reach out or if they just like some more information?
Yeah, I think check us out on our website because we have all of our programs listed in one area. So woodbuffalo.cmha.ca.
If somebody does need help and they're looking for counseling, is that usually covered under health care in Canada, or how does that work if somebody's like, I don't know if I can pay for counseling, but I need it?
That's a really good question, and potentially one that I can't necessarily answer. It depends on each individual's maybe healthcare plan, but I know that we work a lot with some of the counselors in the community, and there's always ways around that. If you contact us as well, we can help you navigate those needs by simply just reaching out to our phone number, 780-743-1053.
Perfect. Emma, thanks so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I feel like we covered it all. I mean, I would always encourage follow us on social media. Get active online today. Use the hashtag BelletsTalk. Go to BelletsTalk.ca and join the conversation. Let's talk about mental health, not just today, but all year long.
My guest today, Emma Jones, the Marketing and Community Relations Manager with the Canadian Mental Health Association on Bell Let's Talk Day. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and how they're working to get some businesses a little more support in our region. I'm Steph Seidel. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Diana.
Hi, good morning, Steph. How are you?
I am doing well, and I appreciate your advocacy for our businesses here in town. I understand there was a letter sent to the Premier?
Yes, actually. So the Fort McMurray Chamber, together with a number of community chambers across Alberta and the Alberta Chamber of Commerce, we collectively decided as a network that we were going to advocate for our businesses by writing our Premier Kenny a letter asking him for a plan to have other businesses, and particularly at that point in time that we wrote the letter, personal wellness services were not open. So hairdressing salons, spas, they were not open. Now we're at the stage where the gyms and the dance studios are not open, but we collectively wanted to get a plan from the Alberta government, knowing that everything is a balance, that the health measures are in place to save lives, and it is a global pandemic, so it is unprecedented times. But what we did not want was a situation where you extended a restriction to appoint a date, everybody's prepared to go back, and then around that date, you're told it's another 2 weeks. And there is no clarity for businesses as to what's coming next. The other aspect of it, and particularly right now, where we have gyms and dance studios, and gyms in particular that are closed, this is their busy season. You know, as we kind of spend a little time overeating and drinking over the holidays, and we all have our New Year resolution, this is usually the busy season for gyms. Now, what we're looking for is a plan predicated on, be it the R factor, the positivity rate, the hospitalization rate, but to understand what will allow them, with restrictions in place, to allow these remaining businesses to have some sort of functioning revenues or service to their customers.
For sure. And I mean, I think it would be very hard, as it is hard just for me being like, I just wanted to see my friends, or I just want, you know, like to be a business and to try and plan and to try and buy inventory for times when you just don't know when things are going to open.
Yes. And there were also businesses when I think it was the 14th, the first restriction, there were businesses that brought staff out to prep and prepare on the expectation they were going to reopen, and then it didn't happen, right? If you look at restaurants, they're pretty high staffing businesses.
Right.
Now, the other aspect of all of this, Steph, is that there are a number of businesses who, the takeout, so let's look at restaurants. The takeout is adequate for them to carry on together with subsidies. If you were to, say, open up at 15%, they're now going to have to incur staffing costs, and maybe the traffic isn't enough. Then you have other restaurants, and I think, I'm not sure if you're aware of it on social media, it was a particular pub that's struggling, even because takeout is less than 5% or 5% of their business, and they still have all their bills to pay. The other element of all of this is that people run small business owners, they run their businesses, they employ, they pay their business mortgages and their salaries, but they also depend on these revenues to support their personal life, right? So they won't qualify for EI or CERB when it was there. They need to carry their mortgages and the cost of their personal lives. So the flip side of all of this is that, yes, people are chomping, and certainly our gyms are about mental health. And so what we're asking for is plan, a policy. When the hospitalization gets to X rate, we're going to open on a restricted basis. Maybe if you have 5,000 square foot of gym space, you're allowed, because of the nature of a gym workout or a dance studio, then they're going to be at 10 feet. You know, they need to be 10 feet apart versus 6. We would look for tangibles like this rather than the uncertainty of we don't know when that reopening is going to come about. We're also continuing to ask the community to continue to support local in whatever form it exists, and to also please respect those restrictions, because the spread has been, to a very large extent, it has been, how do you say, traced to community spread.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as tough as it is for us to be in our bubble, if we're extroverts, we want to get out. We want to get out there and meet our friends. We want to have a drink with our friends. As much as we really, really honor those restrictions, we will be able to help those businesses open and reopen in a restricted measure with proper sanitization methods, with proper controls, appointments, whatever is required. But the indefinite nature of it is really very difficult for businesses.
For sure. And I think I understand you're also asking not just for a plan, but maybe a regional approach. I mean, if our cases continue to go down, can we in the RMWB do something different than, say, the rest
Exactly.
of the province?
Precisely. And we are very far away from any other big city. And we have a fairly large population and a fairly robust small business sector. So that rather than take a very broad regional approach, now fully understanding at the point in time that they did take it, they needed to. The cases were building and it was snowballing and the hospitals, the health system was being overburdened and there was a lot of risk. So we actually supported it in December when they needed to do it. We're just looking for maybe not that broad brush approach. Similarly, not the broad brush approach for businesses to look at us. And our cases have been coming down. Now we have the new strain that unfortunately we've seen one case of a community spread, which of course is very concerning. That creates and that brings a new dimension into things. And I know that is very worrying for the health professionals and the provincial and federal leaders. Well, I would say depending on where that leads us, we need to look at the level of support we're providing for small businesses. And we will need to increase the support that we provide for them if this is prolonged. Because we will be looking at businesses. We're going to look at insolvency. We're going to look at increased mental health issues. So there's if this is prolonged, then maybe we just need a plan for additional support. We do understand as a chamber there's a balance. We do feel that all businesses can have some form of opening and reopening with proper measures in place. But if there are factors that we would like to be told of that prevent the provincial authorities and the health authorities from making a different decision, we'd like to know what they are. And then we would like to see additional support for businesses.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and how she's advocating to get our businesses some more support during this pandemic. Don't go anywhere. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, we are having a conversation with Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. And before the break, we were chatting with her about how the Chamber of Commerce has sent a letter to Premier Jason Kenney asking for some regional approaches to how they're allowing businesses to reopen, maybe a timeline, just give them a plan. Diana, I wanted to ask you about our local businesses. I'm sure you speak to them all the time. And what is the general feeling from them? Are they hoping, you know, to reopen right away? Or what's their ideal situation?
You know what? It's mixed. There are those that would like to reopen fully. There are some, like I said, there's some where the current restrictions work for them. I can also tell a story. There have been a couple of businesses that were in retail that in their restrictions that actually reached out to us to say that they had one of the best quarters last quarter that they've had in years in Fort McMurray because the community really, really supported local.
Wow.
So it's not a one-size-fit-all necessarily for all businesses. Takeout may carry a larger chain restaurant or certain restaurants will do very well. We've got some new ghost kitchen restaurants at work, and for others it's not working for them. One of the things, and we would speak specifically for restaurants here again, is that alcohol, right, is a big part of the revenue and the profits that restaurants make, and they don't see those sales from takeout, right? So they don't see those profits. The hairdressing salons, I mean, they've been allowed to reopen. We've all gone and made our appointments after all of those of going through the holidays without having it. On a one-on-one appointment, they would love to, I won't say that they would love to go back to normal. With the one-on-one appointment, they work. They've been honoring the restrictions. I know that the decision to close was because the cases were snowballing. So they're happy to be back because they also have it. As you had mentioned earlier, they have inventory. Mm-hmm. So at least this way, with appointments, one-on-one appointments, they can continue to have revenues, but also have the opportunity to move their inventory. The gyms are definite. Gyms and dance studios are chomping at the bit, and they are frustrated. And some have pivoted and are offering. It's I Encam Fitness. They're offering virtual sessions, but the reality is people go to gyms to use the equipment, specifically certain types, and they want to be spotted by their trainer. They want that support. And those businesses are frustrated. I know some of the dance studios are also for kids, you know. They're frustrated. And these businesses, they have been using proper measures and sanitizing. And we would like the facts. We would like the facts to drive the reopening.
For sure. And so in your advocacy, is there anything we can do as regular public citizens to help move this hope forward?
You know, two parts. One is definitely in our personal lives, like it's myself and my husband at home, and sometimes we really want to see our friends, go out for a drink, grab dinner, you know, and it's a long time. There are people that live by themselves and it's even harder for them. But to please on a personal level, to continue to really adhere to the restrictions, so that we control the community spread and we continue to bring down those cases, because that is what's going to allow us to reopen. And the other part of it is to please continue to support local businesses. The community has been tremendous in doing so through this pandemic, and we need to continue to do so.
For sure. Diana, did you have anything else you'd like to add? I think that's all my questions for the day.
I think that's all I have. I mean, we're hopeful. You know, the reality is things are going a little bit, with this new strain, things get a little complicated, but we are hopeful as the cases come down that we will have something tangible, you know, so the medical professionals and the provincial authorities will let us know, okay, we're waiting to get to this number before we can do this. Or, you know what? Based on everything that's happening, this is going to be prolonged, and these are the additional programs we have. We really need to take care of our small businesses for when we start to reopen. And of course, we have the added complexity now of the delays in the vaccine. So, I guess the other part, Steph, is that social distancing, minimizing contact, hand washing, and all of those elements, they work. Mm-hmm. They say they work no matter what the strain is. And we just need to keep businesses that are open, keep honor that on our personal, at the personal level, that we honor that. And we keep weathering it through, and hopefully we will see an end to this pandemic at some point in time and get back to some level of normalcy.
I definitely stand with you on that hope. My guest this morning, Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you, Steph, for having me. And thank you to Harvard for continuing to promote Shop Local.
For sure. We are huge advocates. We love this community.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed it or you want to hear more, you can always tune in to our podcast. Head to mix1037fm.com and click on the news tab. I'm Steph Seidel. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon for another episode of Fort McMurray Matters. Chat then.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.